Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. Wow, I haven't said that in a while. It's been a while. We've had a break of a few months and this week we're back. And we're chatting about why our break turned into a longer break and also about knowing your limits. And we often talk about knowing your limit as far as how much work you take on and preventing burnout. But in this conversation, we also talk about the other side of the spectrum, when you slow down maybe just a little bit too much. So you'll hear about our experience and our perspectives on burnout, but also on slowing right down. We hope that you enjoy the conversation, and we'll also be talking about our new podcast interview series that starts next week, where we are interviewing artists and talking about redefining success. It's going to be an amazing series. We hope that you'll join us for that and that you enjoy this week's episode as well.
Hello, Laura. How are you going?
You haven't said that in a while.
I haven't said that in a while either.
Did that feel strange? Does it feel good to be back?
Yeah, it feels great to be back.
It's been a minute, hasn't it? We did an episode, I think, back in March, and at that time we thought we were going on a break for a few weeks, and it turned into a few months.
Did nothing.
Well, I thought we could talk about it today and chat about why we went on a longer break and what happened during the break and the or more to the point, what didn't happen.
Can we get an hour out of nothing?
We'll do our best.
Okay. But
I think what I'll do is give a little bit of background to why we ended up having a longer break, because to explain it, we kind of have to go into how I was feeling in the lead up. I realize now, looking back, that I'd reached a point when I was really starting to question things about my creative career and creative life, which is pretty normal. I think you get to a point where you wonder if, is this what I wanted? I know that people who have listened to previous episodes will know that I reached a point where I was struggling to find time to make art, and I felt very absorbed and swept up in social media, emails, and all sorts of things, Facebook groups, and I began to wonder if that's what I really wanted. It started this process for me of feeling kind of confused and not sure about what I was doing. It was an uncomfortable period because I couldn't quite put my finger on what was wrong, and I began sort of testing things out by taking things away. So I'd take a break from social media and see if that made me feel better. I'd, you know, stop selling my work or podcasting, as we ended up doing, and various different things. I'd stop and see if that made me feel better. I started to, in many ways, miss the earlier stage of my career. I kept kind of romanticizing, almost like looking back on when I first started making art, and I was quite naive and just making art and sharing it without even thinking about what I was doing. In some ways, I think I was looking back with rose-tinted glasses. The industry has changed a lot over the last few years, and I was unsure about some of the changes that have been happening.
To you or in the industry?
In the industry. So some things like, there are a lot more online courses coming out, and quite a lot of those are coming out from companies or bigger brands with, you know, top level production, and it's just different to the online courses that were coming out in the early days, which would often be, you know, you stick your iPhone up and you film and it's quite raw. And seeing these online courses come out that have this higher level production can be a bit intimidating. But then on the other hand, there's also a lot more content coming out that is more raw, and, you know, with the changes that Instagram have made, for example, with saying that their app is no longer a photo sharing app and the real push towards reels and more video content, we're also getting more of the unpolished stuff. So on the one hand, I was seeing these bigger companies with the fancy, you know, film crew and all that sort of stuff. And then on the other hand, I'm seeing all this other content coming out. And what it led me to was confusion. Like, what should I be doing? What should we be focusing on? High-end production, or should we just be, you know, bringing content out all the time and just shooting it with the iPhone? And I wasn't quite sure where we sat as online class creators in all of that. And I mentioned that to you, and it was interesting because you said to me, oh, I've just watched a video about exactly that conundrum. And it was a video that was on YouTube by Peter McKinnon. And I've actually written down, what was it called? A New Era of Making Videos Online, Raw versus Polished.
When we looked at the video and we had the chat about this issue, you know, raw versus polished, I was saying, and I just said it straight off the cuff. I didn't even think about it or anything. I went, oh, that's awesome, because we're right slap bang in the middle of all that. You know, we have good production, but it's very relaxed. You can make mistakes. You paint in your own studio whenever you want.
Yeah, and I think that's what I needed to hear, because sometimes you can question things and start looking for all these other answers and go down paths that you don't need to go down. Sometimes just sticking with what you are already doing and getting a bit of momentum with it is exactly what you need to do. So that was one of the things that I went through over the last few months, a bit of consideration, and it kind of stopped me from getting started. And that's why it's taken us a while to get sort of back into making online classes. Yeah, and there's room for both too. And at the end of the Peter McKinnon video, he concluded that he would continue doing both because they satisfy different needs in him as a creative person. Because sometimes you want to do something that is more polished because you get to flex different muscles, particularly for you as a videographer, mm-hmm. if I can say the word. You know, a more polished thing gives you opportunities to show what you can do as far as using your cameras, editing, light, all of those things. And that's very satisfying. It's rewarding.
Yes, some of your most successful Instagram posts is me just buzzing around you with your iPhone, not even mine, and filming from different angles, pushing in, pulling out, and editing it on the phone.
Mm. So it's kind of a fusion of both then.
Yeah.
Because you're getting the opportunity to use your skills, but yeah, shooting it with an iPhone and doing it very much in an organic kind of way.
And we've shot videos like that while the table in the studio is surrounded by thousands of dollars worth of camera gear and I'm just buzzing around you with an iPhone.
So I was feeling a little bit unsure about things because there's so much going on at the moment. There's TikTok, there's Reels, there's YouTube, there's Pinterest, there's classes, there's memberships, there's Facebook groups, there's Facebook advertising. Like, I really reached a saturation point where I was like, there's just so much to get a handle on as a creative person and so many options and decisions to make. And as usual, I really needed your help in getting back to a more simple path of just choosing something and running with it rather than overcomplicating and trying to do everything. But I went through a stage where I got frustrated and I started just saying no to everything. So I became like, it's almost like I got in a mood. I want to say like I sort of got a bit grumpy. So every time something would come into my inbox, I would just be like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not collaborating. I'm not making online classes. I'm not podcasting anymore. I'm just not doing anything. No, 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 no.
And you're hiding behind your boundaries.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is healthy, you know.
Yep, they're healthy boundaries.
And, you know, this was all sort of, I'm slowing down and, you know, I need this space. And it came from a good place because I wanted to get back to making art. And it wasn't all bad. Like, I did get back into my studio and focus on creating work. But I also lost a few things along the way. because I was saying no to so much, I didn't really have a sense of structure. I wasn't feeling the community spirit that often gives me momentum and moves me along. I was losing motivation. It's almost like I slowed down too much. And you said something to me the other day, and you said it's a really delicate balance, because on the one hand you have burnout, but then on the other hand you start flirting with depression and feeling down and demotivated. What I wanted to talk about today is feeling out those limits and knowing where the sort of healthy spot is between those two points. And sometimes you kind of almost need to go to those places in order to discover what you need. And it's different for every individual.
And that's why, as an individual, you need to go all the way out to your limit to find out what it is on both ends of that spectrum. And it's very unhealthy. But if you don't do it, you'll never know.
And I feel like I've explored both limits. I've been through periods of working like crazy, you know, working into the night, being snappy at the kids. I've, you know, really got to that point of burnout. But then on the other hand, in the last few months, I feel like I've almost gone the other way, where I've lost structure, I've lost motivation, and started to feel not so great.
Yeah, look, alarm bells for me when I see you working like crazy, when you're not coming to bed on time, you're hanging back to do stuff on the couch late at night, and I know you're out there working. I know that's what you're doing, and it drives me crazy. But then on the other end of the spectrum, when you're starting to say no to lots of stuff and then you're starting to isolate, you still end up coming to bed later than you should. You're still on the couch watching TV or playing on your phone. Yeah, you're flirting with danger. Like, you're flirting with burnout on one end, and you're flirting with, yeah, isolation leading to, yeah, some form of depression, you know? But when you're in the middle, that's where all the magic happens.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where I'm working towards at the moment, is how to find healthy routines and new rhythms. And I do feel like it's a little bit like painting. Sometimes you have to take a painting too far to know how far is too far. So you might need to make it too busy and chaotic and take on too many things to kind of know that you need to calm it down. And equally, you might get out a big, you know, tub of paint or gesso, and you might cover up everything and realize that you've lost too much. So it's a lot like the painting process. There is that.
Definitely that, your painting process.
Yeah. It's like too far, oops. You know, too much, and then I'm like, oh, it's too little, need to add something back. Yeah. So it's a lot like that. Life is a lot like that. What I realized is that I overdid it. I gave up every deadline and routine all at once.
Now, can I ask you a question which is kind of like opposite to what we're saying to people? But when you gave everything up, or you didn't give it all up at one go, but it was just this consistent no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Was there some kind of, like, did you feel liberated? Like, was there a relaxing kind of, oh my God, I'm glad?
Absolutely. And I'm really glad you asked that question, because I don't regret what I did, because I needed to do it. I needed to relax. I needed some time out. I also wanted to paint again freely and get back to that feeling I had when I first started painting. And I did all that. But at some point, I needed to reconnect with my purpose and get back to being a bit more busy and focused. So I'm having this conversation to illustrate that there is this spectrum, and we're not saying that rest is bad at all. Neither are we saying that being busy is bad. It's all about finding your limits and knowing what you need. And, you know, I am a very driven person. So if I linger too long in that space of rest, I get dissatisfied and frustrated. And so I need to go back to doing the things that I enjoy and that motivate me. And what I love is sharing creativity with others. That's what I'm most passionate about. And while it's so important for me to fill the well and do my own work, I then need to get back to the sharing part of it in order to feel fully fulfilled.
I'd like to say this podcast helped you, is because you would get to burnout and you'd be like almost there, like almost there. And then we'd have a podcast about burnout and you would just bring it all the way back to the middle on your own. You weren't forced back there because you burnt out. And you'd come back to the middle. And then we stay in the middle and we make awesome classes and the business is going great. And then you drop down and down and down and down to where you're isolating and saying no to everything. And you're just on the cusp of never going back to doing a podcast, which then brings you back to the middle. And hopefully we make more magic and push on and the business will flourish again. So if anyone's listening to this podcast, I just hope that they don't burn out and then you're forced to come back, that you're coming back on your own will. Do you know what I mean? You're making the conscious decision to slow down, or you're making the conscious decision to speed back up.
Yeah, I think I've been very fortunate in that I haven't hit the very end points of that spectrum. I haven't hit a complete burnout, nor have I got to a point of deep depression, isolation, giving everything up. I've never got to those extremes, but I have sort of tiptoed around them and then realized that I need to speak to someone. I talk about it. I often talk to you about how I'm feeling, and that helps me. And then also I have conversations with other artists, and we'll be talking about that more in a minute, because a big part of this for me was talking to the artists that are in this upcoming season of the podcast, because I've been doing those interviews all through the last few months. I've been chatting with those artists and they've really inspired and helped me to get back on track.
Yeah.
And I slowed down a lot and then I realized that I needed to start bringing things back, but slowly, deciding on how could I do this so that I can stay in that middle zone as much as possible. So I started posting on Instagram again. So I had a bit of a break from Instagram. It wasn't a really long break, but I had a break. And then I realized that when I came back, I did want to come back in a more organic and free-flowing way. Over the years, I had put these rules in place, self-imposed rules around how I would post on Instagram, and things like, you know, I wouldn't ever post more than once a day. I wouldn't share anything that wasn't art related. And, you know, I wouldn't, you know, share a rubbish photograph and all those sorts of things that are helpful and certainly helped me to grow an Instagram account. But I wanted more freedom in my Instagram. I'd reached a different point where I wasn't so focused on increasing my follower count. What I wanted from Instagram was a place to document my journey, chat with other artists. I wanted it to be supportive and encouraging. It was just a different kind of goal that I was looking for, and that enabled me to post a little bit differently. And I enjoyed it. I came back to Instagram and I started to enjoy the platform again.
Yeah, you stopped posting only finished, polished pieces of art, and you start posting your inspiration, flowers, garden, birds, animals, the house.
Yeah, and you know, I felt a little bit strange at first, and I posted on Instagram about this feeling of, you know, up until now, I haven't really shared much about my environment or where I live. And then I began sort of sharing little insights into the home that we have and what inspires me. And I had so much support around that and people loving to see that side of my creative life. That was really enjoyable to me. And we've been taking photographs through the seasons because that's something I wanted to capture, how our new home and where we live is changing each time we transition into a new season. So anyway, I started to post more on Instagram, and I also kicked off the podcast again as far as interviewing other artists. So I started to pick and choose and go, okay, I need to get back to work and get back to being busy and fulfilling my purpose. And I read a book that helped me with this, and some people will have read this because it's a fairly popular book. It's called, I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right now, it's called Ikigai. It's a Japanese idea, and it's around finding your purpose. And the book is by Francesc Morales and Hector Garcia. And I mentioned it to you, and you think you might have listened to a podcast by the authors, maybe?
One of the very first podcasts I ever listened to was about this guy who went to an island off Japan. He wanted to figure out why these people have the longest lifespan in the world, and how he figured out that it was they all had purpose. And I was saying it to you the other day, and you went, oh, I read that book. I was like, what are you talking about, the book? This is like 10 years ago. You're like, no, it's these two guys. They went to Japan. You know, they went out there expecting, checking on the diet and the lifestyle and all that kind of stuff, and it just came down to one thing. Everybody had a purpose in their life.
Yeah, and they kept busy with that purpose. And I loved reading about it because so much these days is around, you know, slowing down, getting away from the hustle and all that sort of stuff. And I agree with that to an extent. But I loved this concept of finding your purpose, but keeping busy with that purpose, doing those tasks right through into, what do I want to say, old age, you know, like it, not retiring necessarily, but having this lifelong passion and practice, which is what I often think about with our art business. I don't see it as something that we would ever stop. It would change and morph and slow down to a certain extent when we're older, but that we would still be working towards this purpose or passion for creativity and sharing creativity with others.
Absolutely. When you go into old folks' homes, they have activities when you go in, and it's always the arts, painting, drawing, sculpting. They try and bring in some photography as well to get people to take photographs of their grandchildren and that kind of stuff. But by the time you get there, I fear it may be a little bit too late. Well, it's never too late to paint, okay? Mm. It's never too late to take a photograph. But if you can start early and you can have that, you know, passion and purpose, you know, it'll see you right, you know?
It really does. Having something that you're interested in that you keep coming back to. And they describe it as that thing that gets you out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. Mm. And if you look at it from a spiritual, like, I don't want to go too far out there or anything, but if you look at it from a spiritual point of view, and I'm saying spiritual because when you do get into the podcasts that are going to be released after this one, there's a very, very deep spiritual vibe from those artists. And I was told a while ago, don't think of spirituality like something in a book. Like, spirituality is a verb. It's an action word. And listening to the podcasts with the other artists and listening how passionate they are about their spirituality, and like, it's almost like their purpose isn't just painting. Like, their purpose is to be more spiritual. And that's what I got anyway. And yeah, it floored me. Like, it really just, you know, I'm thinking back to those old Japanese guys tending the gardens at the airport helping clean up the bus depot. And yeah, just they're doing it because they're spiritual and they're bloody living longer.
Yeah, at the beginning of the book, there's a Japanese proverb, and it's only staying active will make you want to live 100 years. So I really liked that because I could feel myself slowing down to the point where I was feeling sluggish, and I wanted to start bringing things back so that I was keeping busy but in a healthy way. you know, some of the things that I have brought back or I'm sort of working towards are, you know, semi-regular Instagram posting, a more relaxed newsletter schedule. So a while back, I was really big on sending out my newsletter every week, which worked great. But when you start adding more and more things, and that's where the challenge comes, because you start going, okay, I'm going to post on Instagram every day. I'm going to send out a newsletter every week. And that might be manageable, but then you start thinking, well, I need video content. So every week I'm going to create a video. And then you create a video, maybe that's in a landscape format, and you realize, oh, well, everybody's doing Instagram Reels. So now I'm going to create a video for YouTube, but I'm also going to do some Reels. And you're adding more and more things to your must-haves for each week.
Yeah, and then the thumbnail is very important to grab them in. And then you have to have a really grabby title. And all of a sudden you're up to 1 o'clock in the morning pulling your hair out.
And so what I realized is that when I first started doing this sort of weekly content or weekly rhythms, you know, I only had a couple of things, but over the years I'd been sort of adding more and more, and I'd reached a point where I needed to reassess some of the targets, for lack of a more artsy word, or goals that I'd set myself, and see what I wanted to do now. So I looked at that and realized that I would be quite happy now to perhaps send a newsletter every couple of weeks or every few weeks rather than every single week. Another thing that we have been experimenting with is batching the podcast episodes. So we've actually recorded all the interviews for this upcoming season, and that will mean that each week is a little bit more relaxed because we're not trying to do you know, plan an episode, record, edit, get it out, create graphics, create show notes and all that all in the 1 week.
Yeah, and what I'm hoping is that you will relax a bit as well on the copy for the podcast, because I would see you, sometimes you'd nail it, like it wouldn't be an issue at all.
Take forever just to write a paragraph. And that's not even just with the podcast. Sometimes that would be writing my newsletter or writing an Instagram caption, something like that. I would get, you know, stuck. And what I've realized now is that when that happens, the best thing to do is actually just to walk away. And more than likely, if I wake up the next morning, I'll be able to just write something off the cuff. And I've realized with writing that I am really good at writing first thing in the morning. Like I come up with all my best sort of ideas in that way early in the morning. Whereas at the end of the day, if I try and write like show notes or a newsletter, I seem to have sort of a fatigue that has set in and I can't write well. So it's good to know when you work best. So for me, I'm really good at writing in the morning, but on the other hand, I can paint in the afternoons. And that's something I've discovered. And during this time when I wasn't doing so much stuff, I started a new rhythm where I would sort of check my emails in the morning, deal with anything I needed to do, and then leave the afternoons free so that I could paint in the afternoon without worrying about anything coming in, knowing I could then deal with that the next morning. And that was a nice rhythm. So I was, you know, exploring different ways of working. And now what we're looking at is bringing in a more realistic approach to creating online classes. So that's sort of the next thing that I want to tackle, is how can we create classes in a way where we find that spot between raw and polished that will enable us to create quality classes, but also in an efficient way. And I posted about it on my Instagram recently, saying that I'm warming to the idea of not having a really set in stone plan with a class and just sort of dabbling with ideas and then you coming in and filming and us sort of just seeing what happens. So almost like you're coming into my studio to see what I'm up to, a bit more relaxed in that way. And I had so many comments saying we love that, like we really enjoy when you have that very real approach and you have things that you discover, but also challenges. So I might be in the studio and actually have a day where we film and it doesn't all go to plan. And then I've got to figure out what to do and how to deal with it and talk to people about how I resolve those kind of challenges. And people love that. And we've got that in our current classes too. And I still get comments all the time like, I'm so glad you left that in. You know, you showed us how you got through that painting that challenged you. So that has been a good reminder to me that it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be robotic. that it is about connecting with your creative self and being compassionate along the way and exploring different things. And not every painting day is a great painting day.
Yeah, and that's why we're lucky, because obviously not at the beginning. At the beginning, everything was raw, you know, but now the production is a lot more polished, but you're still you. You're still raw. And yeah, I think that's why we have a really good, happy balance between the two.
So the other thing that I have been looking at is getting back to my vision. And I feel like I sort of lost that a bit along the way as well. That's what sits at the top of everything. So sometimes you might get to a place in your creative career where you are questioning things, or it might just be because it's the halfway mark of the year and things have changed. Your initial plan for the year might have morphed in some way, and it's a good time to check in with what are you doing, why are you doing it, more importantly, and to see if your actions align with your purpose. So what I realized is that structure and commitments aren't the enemy, so long as they're in alignment with your vision. So what I needed to do was kind of tweak things, look at everything, look at what I was trying to do and all the different elements so that I could still achieve what I wanted to, but in a healthy way. So when I think about what my vision is, and I'm not sure what your vision is around the business, but for me, it definitely is that I want to share the magic of creativity in a way that feels honest and relaxed, and it leaves me feeling rejuvenated with plenty of time to fill the well and create. So it's a real balancing act. And I think, you know, while I might have taken the recent break a little bit too far in a sense, sometimes that is needed. Sometimes you need a kind of great reset. You need to sort of take a pause so that you can see the wood for the trees and navigate a new path.
In one of the podcast interviews, and I'm not going to say which one because I want everybody to listen to all of them, you asked one of the artists, you know, what's your idea of success? And I only just said this to one of the guys at the gym, one of the guys who I coached this morning, and we were talking about success. And I was saying, this lady, she said, getting enough rest. And when she said it and I was editing it, I was like, oh my God. Like, she talked about hitting the nail right on the head. It wasn't financial. It wasn't lifestyle. It wasn't how many. It was just getting enough rest. And she said, if I have enough rest, then the most important thing in my life, and for her, it's being a mother. She said, if I have enough rest, I can be the best mother I can be. And I was like, wow. And your reaction is pretty much the same in the podcast. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, these podcasts are amazing.
Yeah, so we've been busy recording, recording the interviews. So that was one of the things that I brought back when I realized that I needed to start getting back to work. I started recording these interviews. And we have interviewed, or I have interviewed, 9 artists. And the theme of the series is redefining success. So it was so helpful for me on a personal level to be having these conversations while I was going through this period of, okay, I need to reassess my vision, need to start bringing things back in, what's important, what's not. So I was going through this process while interviewing these incredible artists and talking about what success means to them as an artist and how different it is for everyone and how it changes over time. Many of the artists talked about what success meant to them when they started and how they were very focused on things like, you know, selling their art work out in minutes, or, you know, becoming a superstar on social media and those sorts of things. And then how over time it changed and they realized the importance of rest or the craftsmanship of their work or connecting with other artists and family, community, like all sorts of other things came through. It's just such a wonderful series. There's a very spiritual side to it, but there's also a lot of practical information, particularly if you are just getting started with your creative career, because it will open up your eyes to the many different ways that you can be an artist. And I've spoken to artists that focus on all sorts of different things, artists that exhibit in galleries, paint murals, create online classes. There's some amazing stuff coming up, and you'll hear about how artists dealt with the pandemic and many of the opportunities that came out of that. It's very inspiring. And all of the artists that I've spoken with, I always find this hard to say, but like they're not huge on social media. I deliberately chose artists that have a smaller social media following because I wanted to learn new ways of running an art business where you aren't at the mercy of some of these big platforms. And it was very eye-opening. And you'll hear from artists that have had very long, successful careers. And you may not have heard of that artist before, but they have these beautiful, small communities. Amazing. Like, it really is a different way of looking at things.
It will absolutely revolutionize your idea of success, because we intuitively know what we want. We know what's good for us. But somewhere along the line, whether it happens to us because of a relationship or it happens to us because of, I don't know, how we interact on social media, we get this skewed, warped idea of what success means to us. But then when you see truly successful people, they're not driving around in Bentleys and flying in private jets. They're just extremely happy, content, spiritual people who get to do something they love for a living. It's absolutely recentered me.
And you're going to hear a lot of stories of people having realizations and changing paths, which is fascinating but also very encouraging. It sends out that message that it's never too late. So you'll hear people that went down a particular career and realized that, nope, that wasn't feeding their soul. So they decided to start an art career later in life. You'll hear about people that were kind of behind the scenes in the art industry and then
high level too.
And then realized that actually, hey, I'm an artist. Yes. I want to be out there. And so there's some amazing stories. And I really hope everyone enjoys them, because I know that they have been very impactful for us, for both of us.
Yeah, for me too. Like I've really, see, I use that word recentered, and we started this podcast talking about opposite ends of a spectrum, an emotional spectrum. And just listening to those ladies and speak about their art journeys, how the pandemic hit and they just had to change direction, but continue doing their art. But because they had this idea of what success meant to them, nothing really changed for them. They just continued doing what they loved. It's just, you got to listen to it. And, listen to them and judge for yourself, because, it's some really, really good stuff.
I love that phrase, that it helped you to recenter. It's perfect considering, as you said, how we started this conversation. On that note, next week we'll be starting the interviews, and the first interview is with Atlanta-based abstract artist Christina Kwon. And Christina has recently reached the point where she can say that art is her main thing. It's her main career. But in our conversation, she talks about the winding road to get there, and wanting to give up many times, and how her view of success has changed since she became a mother. It is such a good conversation. I actually listened to it on the way to the studio today in the car. And yeah, I'm not going to say any more because I urge people to listen to this one.
I'm sitting here and I'm saying to myself, right, Richie, do not gush over this podcast, because next week you'll be gushing over the next podcast and then the next podcast, and people will be saying, oh my God, are they all your favorite? You know, so I'm not saying anything.
You know what I was saying to myself? I was like, do not tell everybody everything that is in this episode. Let them discover it themselves next week.
It was like when you were a kid and you saw a movie and you came home and told everybody about the movie. It's good. Just
calm down.
Calm down. Let's get this podcast out. And yeah, get Christina's out there.
Yeah. So we hope that you'll subscribe to the podcast so that you get the notifications of the new episodes as they become available. And because we're just getting back off the ground again as well, we are super appreciative of anyone who shares the podcast, leaves a review, or perhaps just reminds people that we're still here. So that would be wonderful. We would absolutely love that. And finally, if you want to follow along with my own art journey, you can find me over on Instagram at Laura Horn Art, and also over on my website at laurahornart.com. So thank you everyone for being here. And for those of you who have been waiting for a while for us to return, we are so happy that you are here, and we hope that you'll join us again next week.